You might remember this exchange in President Trump's press conference yesterday. It's between him and April Ryan, White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Networks.
Are you going to include the CBC, Mr. President, in your conversations with your urban agenda, your inner city agenda, as well as you going to include the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional
Well,
Hispanic
I would.
Caucus,
I tell you what. Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
No.
Are they friends of yours?
I'm just a reporter.
Set up the meeting.
I know some of them, but I'm sure
Let's go set up
right
a
now.
Meeting. I would love to meet with the Black Caucus. I think it's great. The Congressional Black Caucus. I think it's great.
Well, the Congressional Black Caucus says that last month it did send Trump a letter, but no one from the White House responded. Joining us on the phone now, Congressman Cedric Richmond. He is a Democrat from Louisiana and chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. And Congressman, your reaction?
Let me just say that the day the president was sworn in, we sent him a response to his New Deal for Black America, his 10-point plan, which we thought was incomplete. We sent him a policy agenda with legislation because, look, we represent 80 million people collectively with the Congressional Black Caucus. It's only 17 million that are African American. So it's a very broad range that we represent, and we wanted him to know that.
Just to get the facts straight here, I hear you saying that you sent these letters, including an agenda and goals that the CBC has. But strictly speaking, did the letter invite the president to sit down at a meeting?
No. The letter told the president that if he was serious about those agendas, he should start with the CBC, and here are some pieces of legislation, and here are some ideas. And we didn't hear from him. We didn't get a response to the letter. We didn't get anything. Mm-hmm. And until that exchange yesterday, and that's not a serious manner in which to invite 49 members of Congress to have a conversation, including two U.S. senators.
But is this now the opportunity for the CBC then to formally issue an actual invitation for a meeting? I mean, because that it seemed the tweet that the CBC put out yesterday said, "Hi, real Donald Trump, we're the CBC. We sent you a letter, as you mentioned, on January 19th, but you never wrote us back." But as you're saying, the letter didn't extend a formal invitation. Will you invite the president now?
Well, after that, what I thought was not a serious effort. We did get a serious request to meet, so I am talking to the administration about setting up a meeting. He's the president of the United States. We're going to meet with the president of the United States.
So tell me more then about the kind of conversation that you hope to have with the president, because as you well know, during the election, during the campaign, he said, to Black voters, quote, "What the hell do you have to lose?" in terms of he painted a picture of Black life in a certain light that made it seem as if he was the best option for them. So what kind of conversation would you like to have with the president?
Well, one is going to have to be educational, because I think the president needs to be educated on African-American life, African-American issues, and the fact that all inner cities are not crime-infested cities, and that a lot of it centers around economic opportunities. So we have a number of things that we can help him if his goal is to really make a difference. And I think the American people right now, our biggest question is whether this president is serious at all about anything.
Congressman Richmond, let me ask you a question about African-American voters and the Democrats, because earlier this month at a Democratic retreat, you discussed a CBC post-election analysis that showed dissatisfaction with President Trump, but also with fellow Democrats. I mean, you talked about how African-Americans feel taken for granted by the party and want more drastic tactics to fight policies. And then you said African-Americans want Democrats to stop using the same old playbook and make substantive progress. So tell me more about that.
Well, about 68% felt that the party takes them for granted, which is true. I'll even admit that. I think they're saying, you just can't take us for granted. You have to come talk to us. We're not just going to vote that way because you have a D behind your name. And I actually think that that is very healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Congressman Cedric Richmond is a Louisiana Democrat. He's also chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congressman Richmond, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.